Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we are continuing in the second chapter of Maseches Edyos. Today we'll be learning Mishnayos Ches and Tes. Mishnah Ches says, Shlosha Devarim Amar Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said three things. Al Shnayim Hodulo, Yal Echad Lo Hodulo. So the sages agreed with him on two of these things, and they disagreed with him on one of these things. Al Sandal Shosei Yadim, regarding the shoe worn by people who work in the lime industry, Shehu Tamei Midras. He said that such a shoe could be Tamei Midras, meaning that if a Zav, a person with a particular type of emission, stepped in it, walked in it, then it would become ritually impure. The Ashiari Tanur, and on the remnants of an oven, Arba'a, that in order to become impure, they would need to be four handbreadths tall. The oven that we're talking about was like a cylinder, and if it became impure, it would have to be broken into smaller pieces. And the minimum size for impurity was four handbreadths. Shahayom Shlosha, the sages previously said three handbreadths, vahodulo, but they gave in and they agreed to the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Ve'al echad lo hodulo, but regarding one matter, they did not agree with him. Hakisei shenitlu shnayim mechipuyav, regarding a chair that had two of its slats removed, zeh betzad zeh, one next to the other, Rabbi Akiva matame, Rabbi Akiva said it could still transmit ritual impurity, but the sages say no, it remains in a state of purity. It doesn't get affected by impurity. Let's look in the Bartonero. The first item was the sandal shal seyadin, the shoe worn by lime workers. Menal shal eitz, it was a shoe made of wood. Shnolin beraglehem hamisaskim besid, that those who worked with tar or pitch would wear. So that they could protect their feet from not being burned by the hot tar or lime or pitch or what have you. And if a Zav wore such a shoe, it would be Tamei Midras. You might think otherwise because it's not actually a garment, it's more of a utensil, it's more of a protection, but Rabbi Akiva teaches us and the sages agreed. The Ashiari Tanur Arba, the remnants of an oven, the minimum size is four handbreadths. Im hayagadol harbe v'nitma, if it was very big and it became impure. V'yakarkach nishbar, and afterwards it was broken. Lo tahar ad shalo yeh b'shiburav gavoa arba. It would only be impure if the pieces were four handbreadths tall. Ula olam shibarav mekablun tuma ki ilu hayashalem ad shiyeh hashibar pachos megavoa arba. And the pieces would contract impurity just as if it were a whole, as long as they were four handbreadths big. And the third item, the chair that's missing, shnai mechibuyav, two of its slats, min haluchos ha'asuyos lamoshav, these were the boards that were made to sit on. Rabbi Akiva matame, Rabbi Akiva said it can become impure. The savar afal pish ena roya leyeshivahu, roya lekabo rimonim, matame mishum kli kibul. Rabbi Akiva felt that even though you could no longer sit on it, you could still use it for other purposes, such as to hold pomegranates, and therefore it should be made impure because of its receptacle. The Chachamim Matarin, but the sages say no, it's not susceptible to impurity. The Savri Hol V'Ikaro LeYeshiva Avdin, they feel that since its main purpose was for sitting, V'Lola Beis Kibul, it wasn't made to be a receptacle. Since the reason for which it was made is done away with, the secondary purpose is also done away with, and it would not be impure even as a receptacle. The halakha kechachamim, and the halakha follows the sages in this matter. Huhaya Omer, Mishnah Tes. So Rabbi Akiva used to say, Ha'av zocha leben benoi uba koach uba osher uba chachma uba shanim uba mispar hadoros lafana v'hu haketz. A father grants as a gift to his son a number of things. These would be his looks, his strength, his wealth, his wisdom, his longevity, and the number of generations up to that person of which he is the end. Shneamar, and we see a source for this, Yeshaya, Perek Mem Aleph, 41st chapter, Kari Hadoros Mirosh, that God calls the generations from the beginning. Afal pi shenemar v'avodum v'inu osam arba meos shana. Even though God said to Abraham that his descendants would serve the Midstrom, the Egyptians, for 400 years, v'nemar v'doravi yeshuvu hena. He also said that the fourth generation would return to Israel. So the fourth generation trumps the 400 years. Let us look in the Bartonero. Ha'av zocha leben, a father gives to his son. Lafisha karov teva ha'ben liyos dome leteva sa'av. The nature of the son is close to the nature of the father. V'hanoi, v'hakoach, v'hachachma, v'hashanim, adam zocha behen, mitchilas yitziraso, kafi tevo. And when it comes to looks and strength and wisdom and longevity, then a person acquires all these things at the beginning of his creation according to his nature. So basically, these things are genetic. You get them in large part from your parents. Va'osher, adam morisha lebno. And when it comes to wealth, a man gives that as an inheritance to his son. Skipping a little, v'hashanim arichas yamim. When it says years, that means longevity. V'li nira, and it seems to me, the Bartonero says, shim adam zoche, that if a person is worthy, havian le banim noim, bale koach, bale chachma, ashirim, umarichim yamim. If a person is deserving, he would have sons who are handsome, who are wealthy, who are wise, who are intelligent, who are long-lived, all of these things. So it's another spin on the word zoche. Ubamispar hadoros lefanav, a man gives his son the number of generations preceding. Pa'amim shahakadosh baruch hu mavtiach la'av la'asos tova la'zaro la'dor shlishi o la'dor avi. Sometimes God commits to do good to a person's descendants for three or four generations. Va'av zocha la'oso hador shetova lahem oso ha'tova. And it's like a gift from the father that his children and grandchildren are in a generation that will benefit from that goodness. Who haketz, and he's the end. Shekatzav HaKadosh Baruch Hu la'oso davar sheyeh lizman ploni u'lador ploni. That God ends that thing that will last for so and so many years or generations. Kamova avdum v'inu osam arba meos shana, like our example of you will serve them for 400 years. V'doravi yeshuvu hena, and the fourth generation will return here. Hari hamispar hadoros shehu doravi hu haketz shel arba meos shana. So the number of generations, which is the fourth generation, is the end of that 400-year period. So even though it wasn't 400 years on the calendar, it was four generations. Okay, that is the end of Mishnah Tess. Join us tomorrow, and we will conclude this chapter and begin chapter 3.